Unit 7, Poems, B. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The scientist told us many stories about birds.
2.I read about the writer's death in an evening newspaper.
3. We are waiting for someone to fix our old car.
4. Mr. Black had to stay at the building site to deal with the problem.
5. The man was angry after he heard the shop assistant's words. 2. Listen to the dialogue.And choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. You speak English very well. Are you from America?
No, I'm from Germany. But I studied in London for 5 years.
Question. Where does the woman come from?2. Did you go hiking last Sunday, Jenny?
Yes. What about you, Mike?
I went fishing. That's my hobby, you know.
Question. What did Mike do last Sunday?
3. Hi, Mary. Did you enjoy the English evening yesterday?
Yes, very much. My classmates, Joan, Lucy, and Tim...were all with me.
Did Linda go to the evening?
Yes, but she was a little late.
Question. How many people went to the English evening according to the dialogue? 4. What do you think of this computer?
The size is all right, but it's too expensive.
Question. What does the woman think of the computer? 5.How much is this t-shirt?
It's 130 yuan.
Can I have it for 100 yuan?
You can do that if you buy two.
Okay.
Question. How much will the man pay altogether?
6. Anna, where are you going?
I'm going to the market. Could you lend me your car, Dad?
Sorry, I can't.I don't think 16-year-olds should be allowed to drive.
Question. What does the father mean? 7. What fruits shall we get for the picnic, Simon?
Can we just get some oranges and bananas, Lily?
I don't like oranges. How about some apples instead?
They are so expensive these days. Let's get the bananas then.
Question.What can we learn from the dialogue?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Most people buy a lot of gifts just before Christmas, but some people think we buy too much.They have started a special day called Buy Nothing Day. They don't want anyone to go shopping on that day. Buy Nothing Day is November 29th. It's 25 days before Christmas. It's after Thanksgiving and often the first day of Christmas shopping. At this time, we see ads in newspapers and on TV telling us to buy, buy, buy.The idea for Buy Nothing Day started in Canada. Now people all over the world celebrate Buy Nothing Day. In California, parents and children get together to read stories, sing songs, and paint pictures. The children talk about why they don't need a lot of toys. This year, in England, people dressed up to tell people that we buy too much.In New Mexico, high school students wanted to tell other students about Buy Nothing Day. They organized a dinner to give people information about Buy Nothing Day. They made posters and talked to other students about it. The dinner was a big success, and many students agreed not to buy anything on November 29th. Next year, the students want to have another dinner to tell more people about Buy Nothing Day. Most people buy a lot of gifts just before Christmas, but some people think we buy too much. They have started a special day called Buy Nothing Day. They don't want anyone to go shopping on that day. Buy Nothing Day is November 29th. It's 25 days before Christmas. It's after Thanksgiving and often the first day of Christmas shopping. At this time, we see ads in newspapers and on TV telling us to buy, buy, buy. The idea for Buy Nothing Day started in Canada. Now people all over the world celebrate Buy Nothing Day. In California, parents and children get together to read stories, sing songs, and paint pictures. The children talk about why they don't need a lot of toys. This year, in England, people dressed up to tell people that we buy too much. In New Mexico, high school students wanted to tell other students about Buy Nothing Day. They organized a dinner to give people information about Buy Nothing Day. They made posters and talked to other students about it. The dinner was a big success, and many students agreed not to buy anything on November 29th. Next year, the students want to have another dinner to tell more people about Buy Nothing Day. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Lucy, do you remember the other day we were talking about the hunger problem in Africa?
Yes, I do. What's up, Simon?
Yesterday, there was a discussion about it in our class, and everyone wanted to help.
That's wonderful. How are you going to help?
Well, we are going to write an article for our school wallpaper on the situation to collect money, clothes, food, and medicine for the children in Africa.
That's really great. But who is managing the activity?
Our singing club. But that's not all. We are also going to give a concert on Saturday evening to collect money for the project.
Wow! How are you going to send the aid to Africa?
We'll give it to the Red Cross, and they'll do the other things.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
Oh, yes. You can help me write the articles for the newspaper.
Fine. I'll do it with pleasure.
Lucy, do you remember the other day we were talking about the hunger problem in Africa?
Yes, I do. What's up, Simon?
Yesterday, there was a discussion about it in our class, and everyone wanted to help.
That's wonderful. How are you going to help?
Well, we are going to write an article for our school wallpaper on the situation to collect money, clothes, food, and medicine for the children in Africa.
That's really great. But who is managing the activity?
Our singing club. But that's not all. We are also going to give a concert on Saturday evening to collect money for the project.
Wow! How are you going to send the aid to Africa?
We'll give it to the Red Cross, and they'll do the other things.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
Oh, yes. You can help me write the articles for the newspaper.
Fine. I'll do it with pleasure.